go out with a child, put the little baby in this thing, and the baby lies down in it, it might have a hood up on it, you push that thing, that's called a...
We carried ours.
Yeah, well, all right, and it, well, you never heard of a either a buggy or a carriage or.
Yeah, a carriage.
All right, and if you take a baby out of the carriage, you say you're going to either wheel or ride or roll the baby.
Yeah. Took him out of a carriage, you might be just have him in your arms.
Well, I mean, if you took him in the carriage and you took him down the road in the carriage, you say, I'd say he's doing what to the baby? He's, would you say wheeling the baby or riding the baby or rolling the baby?
Well, I'd say he's, you know, in town, you see a lot of men in little carriages, they're wheeling their baby along.
That's what I meant, exactly, sure. Now, if a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's...
going to be confined.
Yeah, and she's...
pregnant.
All right. And the any crude terms you've ever heard for that?
I've heard them, but I've forgotten.
Okay. And if you didn't have time to get to a hospital, they'd have to, might just have to call in somebody...
The doctor. Now, my children were all born at home.
And who delivered the baby?
Different doctors.
But well, if there wasn't a doctor available, who might do it?
Yeah, it might be a housewife or something.
Yeah, and what do they call a woman in the neighborhood who does that? Well, they ever call it either a granny woman or a midwife?
Midwife, yeah.
And if a boy has facial features very much like his father's, you'd say that boy really
resembles his father.
And what if he has his father's disposition?
What would they call him?
Yeah, they'd say he really... Okay. You say that woman had a hard life. Her husband died and she... six children she...
reared.
Okay. And a child born out of wedlock is called a...
bastard.
Okay. Yeah. That, any other names though besides that you've heard?
I don't do that.
You ever heard either a woods colt or a catch colt or a Sunday baby or?
No.
All right. And if you're,
what would a girl be called? Were they called bastards?
Yeah, I guess
they were.
So. Either child, sure. Oh.
Yeah. You know, there's a fellow buried up here this past week, and he also went by because his mother was. You see, and the undertaker in there, they had him John's son. He was born out of wedlock. Now, this boy's mother and the true father of him would have married, but the old man wouldn't let him.
Is that right?
I think he done him wrong, wouldn't you?
Sure, I sure.
But she was married the second time, and this fella had a half sister.
I see. Now, if your brother had a son, he'd be your...
I'd be his uncle.
Yeah, and your wife would be...
his aunt.
Yeah. And now, would you normally say aunt or...
aunt.
That's natural. I just wonder what the natural thing...
Well, sometimes I use... that's the woman there is his...
Yeah.
Often I say aunt, I guess.
Okay. And if you're introducing somebody to, like, you might say, now this man over here, you're talking to somebody, you say, now this man over here is your uncle, and this woman is your
aunt.
You say the whole thing, now your is your uncle and your
aunt.
Yeah, okay. Now, a child whose parents are dead is a...